NPR's business news starts with the latest from Japan. The work week got off to a rough start in Japan. Even in Tokyo, far from the hardest hit region, residents are in a state of shock and uncertainty, and they're bracing for shortfalls in food and energy.
The country is still struggling to control nuclear reactors affected by the tsunami. Tokyo's main power company is implementing rolling blackouts throughout the sprawling metropolitan region, and some commuter trains have been canceled. Also, stock prices in Tokyo took a big hit today. Despite dramatic action by the Bank of Japan, which injected billions of dollars into the market to try and boost confidence in the economy,
the Nikkei stock average lost more than 6%. Investors are worried about the financial damage to manufacturers, including critical exporters who've suspended production. Among the big share price drops, Nissan and Sony both plummeted more than 9%. On global markets, oil prices have dropped as investors try to gauge the impact on energy demand. And in the U.S., stock prices opened slightly lower.